Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is
The Juice.
The Juice Podcast.
A.K.A. The Smoothie.
Okay, with myself and Niall Ivey, a.k.a. Low Key.
Could you, when we're doing, like, entertainment stuff, could you say, oh, this is Low Key?
And then, why?
Because, like, that's the entertainment stuff. Like, when we're, like, regular people stuff, when I walked in and you just blindsided me with the new engineer who I thought was the president of the Billboard, I would like...
Shout out to Jessica.
Jessica? Jessica is our new engineer producer. So, shout out to Jessica. What's your Twitter, Jessica?
J-R-O-V-V.
J Rove is on Twitter. Are you single?
Yeah.
She's single, and it's summertime, so just put that out there.
So our former engineer / producer, John.
John.
Asked what's on your mind.
How did he say it? Say it. How you say it, John? What's on Lowe's mind?
God.
There's nothing really on my mind right now.
Yes.
I think as we get more into the show, more stuff will start to swirl. All
right, so let's start.
Okay.
ASAP Rocky's album is going to debut at number one, more than likely. I think 120,000.
Let's skip that part and go to the part where he fucked Rita Ora and told the whole world about it.
He did.
Right. And then he said in Hot 97 earlier today, she was like, he said, he does not consider what he did was wrong. He considers being a 26-year-old single man. Well, 26-year-old man who likes to have sex with multiple women. He can't justify it, but that's a great answer.
No.
No?
Okay. No. You know what? That's a great answer if you don't slut shame the other person, which he did. So in the lyric, he
slut shamed her because she ran her mouth.
So what do you call what he's doing right now publicly?
Well, okay.
Exactly. Right. Running his mouth. Okay. So if you're going to slut shame someone publicly,
you
are also allowed to be slut shamed as well, because what happened was that he slept with Rita Ora while he was with his girlfriend, and she apparently said something, which, okay.
That makes it so hard for me to defend it.
So then also, we're forgetting the part of the cheating? Like,
it makes it very hard for me to defend the fact that he was cheating on
Chanel. Maybe you shouldn't defend. Maybe you should agree that it was wrong.
It's bro code. It's bro code.
Okay. To defend someone even though you personally don't know them. Unless you know ASAP Rocky personally, and I don't know.
I don't know ASAP Rocky personally. But yes, he was wrong. And I guess he reacted. And he says it was an old song, and he also says he probably shouldn't have said her name.
Why even?
Maybe he was going through something with
Chanel. But also, if you didn't want, I had no idea that Rita Ora and ASAP Rocky slept together before this. So, and he's mad that she told people, or she opened her mouth.
I think she told Chanel, because he said she had gotten him in trouble.
Well,
so I'm assuming she went back and
then deal with the consequences of cheating on your girlfriend. That is a consequence of cheating on your girlfriend.
Okay.
But don't.
I can't defend it. You're right.
I win.
You're right. I can't defend it. But he also said she's not the only pop star getting jizzed on. That is a great.
Oh, my God. He said that on. He said that on Hot 97 interview.
Mm-hmm. Not the only pop star getting
jizzed
on.
Did he, like, smirk after?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. I'd have smirked, too, because it's true.
But, okay.
What?
Here's my. No.
Getting jizzed on.
Of course. But women and men are out here doing their thing.
Yeah.
My thing is if you're going to call someone out,
right,
call everyone out, male and female.
Particular situation, he can't because of the
fact. No. I'm saying in general.
Right. Okay.
That's what I'm
Rocky,
saying.
I tried, man. I tried. But
for no reason.
Unfortunately, the other side
wins. I was right. I think that was the craziest thing. Was the
Let me ask you, do you think that him and Rihanna make a cute couple? Because Nessa was trying to really probe him on that, like trying to figure it out, like why they weren't together.
Do they work together? Because they're not together.
Well, no, I'm asking you. Do you think, I mean, aesthetically it looks nice because they have very great fashion taste and they're very just out there and they do what they want.
I feel like
Do you think they would?
They seem to match as like friends. Like they seem like too much like each other. Like they're both like cool and a little rebellious and a little loudmouth in their own realms. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't see them
meshing together.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think they would look good together.
I just feel like they might be too similar as far as like personas go.
Right.
But who knows?
You're right.
Maybe she's or he are different when you're in a relationship with someone.
Mm.
You know, you get a little softer.
I'm the same when I'm in a relationship. Soft,
cuddly. Sure. You're not always soft and cuddly, but okay. Let's talk about Chris Brown, okay. Who is now trying to be soft and cuddly.
So, okay, so him and what's the guy's name?
Tyson Beckford.
Tyson Beckford. Got into it because
Carucci. Tyson Beckford took a photo with Carucci in Vegas. Yes.
And then Chris, you went to Twitter and says, don't try it or some cute.
They pretty much just threatened each other the entire weekend.
So what do you believe more? Do you believe that Chris ordered the entire city of Vegas who are bloods? Or do you believe Tyson Beckford with a gun? Because we saw both of those. Tyson Beckford was on IG shooting.
Yeah, range. Like
at least shoot someone in the street.
To let you know if it's real.
What threat is that?
I honestly believe Chris Brown more than I believe Tyson Beckford.
What is
yes.
it? Because of the hair?
No, because you know how many times we've seen Chris Brown in the club, like throwing up his signs, and it's not.
Who can't throw up a sign?
What I'm saying is, I believe that Chris Brown's got people. I don't think that he called all these people to like. I mean, as far as like who's a little tougher,
yeah.
I don't think you should underestimate Chris Brown.
I don't think you should underestimate Tyson, regardless if he's a model or whatever his sexual preference is.
I didn't know that there was a question. Okay.
I didn't know that. It's a question that's been asked. But I think you can't doubt those that are not, that don't seem like they
could. No, I understand.
So I put my money on Tyson. Bald-headed black men are very dangerous in the respect that you have to really consider that these guys could cause damage.
And nice-looking.
Chris talks so much. He yells and screams and throws up gang signs, all that stuff.
And when Chris, like, threatens, it's always, he always involves his friends or more people. It's never just, like, him going at it.
And apologizes and then wants to be righteous.
Yes.
Which makes it even more difficult to believe
that he's the original threat.
Right?
Yes, but I feel like Chris Brown would call on his people.
His boys.
I mean, like, you know what I mean? It's not like if it's one or it's one versus one, mm-hmm. yeah, probably Tyson. But if it's like you're calling all these...
Bloods. No, they're bloods.
Your goons.
Yes, those.
Right.
You get in trouble.
then I would go for Chris Brown. You don't believe his Instagram? So he went on Instagram
But it's like, if you're really about that life, you're not going to put it on social media as he does every time.
And deletes it.
And then deletes it. So I'm thinking, if this is a valid threat, and he knows Tyson's in Vegas, he's make a couple calls and keeps it off social media. Because if something does happen, now you're telling on yourself.
Right.
Right? So I'm just, what do they say?
Very much so.
Gangsters move in silence? Like the Gene Lasagna, Wayne say that?
Yes,
right.
Wayne
so I don't understand why you're so vocal about causing harm to somebody else over a picture. At that,
oh, he's so sensitive.
He says light skin. He's in his feelings.
Yes,
I can attest to that.
That's what he. Wait, do you think how much do you think Chris Brown trying to be a better man has to do with his daughter? Like
that's
just
not,
having a daughter
from
now.
What I've seen since his daughter's been in his life, I don't see it happening. Like. You just see this incident, and it's like, how has she changed her?
He usually doesn't say anything after one of those petty fights, though.
No, he apologizes.
He'll
go on social media and apologize. Oh, I was in my feelings, and I'm sorry. Like, he apologized when he called Carucci a bitch.
I think that's when it's Carucci. But, like, the Drake, the Meek Mill, the Frank Ocean, all these other beefs, Razzby.
Right, I think because he knew he was wrong.
Then he just kept his...
Yeah.
What?
No, I think in this situation, he initiated. Truly initiated it, so he knew he was wrong. But we see some kind of remorse every time something like this happens. Right?
Yes.
It's always like a...
Delayed at times, but yes.
But still, it's like somebody said on Nicole Bitchy's like a rinse and cycle, like the wash, rinse cycle. Same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So it's just hard to believe when he wants to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that he's tough. I just don't believe how much action there will be behind those words.
Right, and then when you apologize, how much do we believe of the apologies?
That's very true.
Apologizing over and over and over
again. Which Chris Brown beef is your favorite?
Between him and Tamar Braxton and the girls from The View.
All right, Dream by Long.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was probably the most pettiest one.
Exactly. Like, it's not fun to watch somebody get hit with a bottle like the Chris Brown Drake thing. And then the threats and then all the other stuff. But when you argue with women, you just see how dumb you look and sound. Like, he did an entire Instagram post.
Do you remember the Raspy beef? I feel like that was his first one.
I don't know.
B2K?
I try to stay away from B2K. After all the accusations of all that touching in the booty hole stuff.
Okay.
You got to stay away from that stuff, man.
Okay. You give the producers work.
I'm just, this is what, with Jess?
Jessica,
this is what you're getting involved in. I'm sorry. I don't, you know, Erica told me to go ham, so I'm.
I did not say to go ham. I said to be yourself. Baked ham right now. And this is yourself.
Honey glazed baked ham.
That damn smile.
So what else is on tap? What else do we have? I got some news. Yes. Young Thug has stated that he is no longer signed to Rich Gang or Birdman. This was something that just came out, I think, yesterday or this morning. He says that he's not with Birdman. He's managed by himself. And he's signed to Atlantic.
That was... do you think that's because Atlantic didn't let him go? Because remember those...
He was signed way back.
He's been signed through Gucci. So...
But I don't... That's news. That's just, you know...
That's.
I think it begs the question of what's going on with Birdman.
Right, because if it was like a business deal, I don't think, like, as if like he couldn't leave Atlantic, so he couldn't really sign any type of paperwork with Birdman, then I think nothing would have ever been said. So since he said that, I think that's something.
That's like a personal
issue. Yeah, a personal issue with Birdman.
What's going on with Mr. Man?
Birdman? I mean, why did Rich Homie Quan take a break, quote unquote, from Rich Gang?
I don't know. There wasn't really. I mean, if
it was more like him. I think he said something about like wanting to do his own thing, and then just
so we have
Birdman,
we have Rich Homie Quan stepping away, we have Lil Twist stepping away, we have Tyga stepping away.
I forgot about Lil Twist.
Not Lil Twist. I'm sorry, Tyga.
Yes.
We have Jay Sean stepped away.
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Busta.
Busta stepped away. Khaled stepped away.
Yes, I forgot. Yes.
Right. Everyone stepped away.
At the end of the day, is it not money?
I don't know.
Why would you walk away? I mean,
here's another interesting thing. He owed $2 million to the IRS and paid that quick. So it can't be
damn right.
Right, but it can't be money.
No, that's his money.
Right.
That's not anybody else's money.
Right.
So I feel like that's the only thing that sometimes could come between.
So you think every issue, money is the issue with every separation?
What else would it be? Like if there was individual issues,
right,
then I don't think there would be so many people walking away.
Right.
Like, if it's just like, you know, Birdman said some shit, then like, okay, someone walked away,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
But it's more than we could count in one hand.
Right. And in like maybe a 5 to 4 month span.
Right. And I think that the reason personally Drake and Mickey haven't left is because their agreement with how many albums they need to do is probably almost over.
Well, I mean, in Drake's situation,
and I think they've already separated, at least with Drake, they've separated themselves enough.
Yeah, but I also think Drake is still tied to them because there's so many hands in his pot.
What do you mean?
Like, just as in regards to signing, in regards to, like, label deals and contractual obligations.
But I feel like that contract isn't. Wasn't there, like,
up?
I think it's almost up.
I think this is
last. I feel like that may have also had something to do with the mixtape being.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sold on iTunes.
Right. But I think he owes them one more.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my thing is, why even like go right. through the struggle of walking away if you have one more album? And he's also kind of like artistically separated himself from the Cash whole, Money. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he's probably cool, but
not as attached.
Right. You don't see. It's not like Birdman and Young Thug pretty much seemed like they were.
Right. Right. It just that was just weird. As much as Thug was going against Wayne and championing Birdman and the Rich King thing, it just abruptly you stop. Like you pretty much put yourself in an unnecessary beef between two brothers or whatever you want to call it.
I don't think he was the one that put himself in that beef. I think it was Wayne.
He didn't put himself in that
beef. I mean, I think if he did by calling the album or what he wanted to call the mixtape, but not album.
By doing, I bet you put it like this. If he was
He unintentionally put himself in that beef.
Yeah.
I don't think he wanted to beef with Wayne, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, so now he has an issue. Now that he's even not aligned with Birdman anymore, he has an issue with Wayne now. There's still an issue there.
Yes.
Right?
Did he ever...
Wayne never addressed it, like saying, oh, well...
Oh, well, because Wayne is kind of petty and throws shots at, like, after parties. So...
Oh.
But I
was also petty by saying he's going to do a show in Holly Grove and showed a couple guns on camera, so that's not...
Oh, I didn't know what happened at the show.
He didn't have one, but I'm saying by doing that, that's petty as fuck.
Was that...
That was directed at Wayne. We're going to be in Holly Grove, first night of the mixtape that was released. So that's petty as shit. You don't do that.
So also, I didn't know that he's back to saying that his next mixtape is going to be called Carter 5.
Yeah.
So did that come with the news of him just kind of separating himself?
Yes, it did. Because he's saying that they won't put it out, like Birdman won't put it out, or whoever is controlling it won't put it out. This is a really messy situation.
He's distanced himself from Birdman. I mean, it's what because we go back to it seems like it's a personal thing, not a money
professional thing. I think it's a personal issue. I think it's both, to be honest with you. I think it's both. Because to announce that like that, there has to be personal, there has to be money too. If it was just personal, he probably would have just kept it to himself. But I think it's bad business. So he wants to know the world. He wants the world to know that, look, this is not good for my business. I manage myself. He made it a point to say, I manage myself.
Oh.
So that's another thing, too. So I don't know, man. Listen, Young Thug has been taking us through this whirlwind for the last 4 months, and it's been a hell of a ride, right?
Yes.
I see like there's something on your head. What's on your mind? No,
because I miss the free-spirited Young Thug.
Well, I mean, you...
I feel like before this album dropped... No, I see why.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I miss, like, the dude that put out these, like... Loose songs and got Nicki on a remix. Like, I miss that guy. The guy that just seemed more free and, like, fun and
but
all
I
that.
But I think now he has to tighten it up.
And it's sad to see him, like, be a little bit more closed up or be a little bit more angry because he doesn't, like, when he doesn't need to be.
The album is coming. He has to situate himself with whatever label or manager he's going to have now. So now you have to really condense the circle. You have to really... keep a focus. Now, before it was fun. Everybody was just trying to figure out who he was and what he was doing. You can't do that anymore because now you're a little bit more of a public figure. And he's put himself out there a lot in regards to like these beefs and addressing situations on Instagram and looking crazy. And it's like,
but that I mean,
maybe somebody reeled him in and was like, "Yo, you can't be doing this."
You think that someone told him that he can't be dressing the way he wants to dress?
Have you seen him dress like that lately?
I have not really seen him like be.
From what I've seen, that he doesn't. It's like. That's, jeans and hoodies and
that makes me sad.
So you enjoy seeing him dress?
Because that seems like that's himself.
Dressing dresses.
If that's what he wants to do. If he wants to wear dresses, let him wear whatever he wants to wear. That's what I miss. Is someone just of him doing his own thing. That.
Entourage comes out June 3rd.
You're so excited.
Oh my god,
you're
I can't wait. I saw it already too.
I know you did.
And then I'm gonna go to the they have a Kick It event tonight. So where all the sneakers that were like on the series.
Uh-huh.
They have them. They're going to have, like, an expo at Rock and Soul, Lenny S's restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, sneaker store. So I'm excited about that. I'm so excited.
You're, like, one of the biggest Entourage fans that I know of.
How do you
of.
Not like that, song, that movie?
No, I haven't watched the movie. So, I mean, yes. But I haven't watched the movie, so I can't say.
Yo, you should see it. You're going to
see
it.
Well, when it comes out, I'm not cool like you. I'm not out here on the premiere before the premiere.
You're right. You're not.
Shut up. I gave that to you. That was such a freebie.
So yeah, it comes out June 3rd. I'm gonna go see it
again.
And then what else? Henny Palooza was this past weekend. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Manolo Rose and Mac Wilds came through to perform. Ebro came. Tax Stone. Shout out to Tax Stone. I didn't say anything crazy. Did you listen to it yet?
I have not listened to it yet.
I did not say anything crazy on that episode. Let's talk about these podcasts that are popping up.
Yes, there's so many.
So Eric and Jeff have theirs.
Yes.
With Alchemist.
It was the first episode.
And then Tax Stone has his, which is doing very well. Mm-hmm. Joe has his. Fury, Kid Fury, and you know, The Reed, he has his.
Rob Markman and his co-host.
He has his.
The R&B show, yes.
The Brilliant Idiots with Charlamagne Tha God and the...
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
How new is that?
That's not that new, but like they have they're pretty good. And yeah, it's just a lot.
There's a lot.
I feel like this is why I didn't want to have my own, because everyone has one. And I feel like I don't know what I would add to or bring to the table, but... I like the fact that me and you have ours.
I think it's personalities, right? And then it's also what the podcast is about,
right?
Because ours can veer towards personal relationship love, and then, but it's always based off of music.
Yeah,
and it's also because it's a Billboard podcast,
right?
So it can't veer too far from music. And but I don't. I mean, I only know most of the ones that you mentioned are.
Those are the ones I listen to personally.
Oh, okay.
Those are the ones I listen to. So, and I was on two of them. So, and then Combat Jack, of course.
Yeah, his is
great. His has been around for...
Yes, and it's not just...
A podcast.
Music with his, yeah.
It's politics, it's...
Yes, so I respect Combat Jack's podcast. So, is it too many? Too many within the R&B and hip-hop realm?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say I just don't want it to get to a place where... If you think you have a podcast, you like made it, or you're like cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's turned into what the blogs did.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
You think it was like, I got a podcast too, and it's like, and it's no shot at people who are coming.
I really hope that people don't.
But if they do, you have to understand, like, it's getting flooded already.
Right.
So, and it's already, you know, hard enough to sit and listen to someone talk without music for over 30 or 45 minutes.
Right.
So it's like, just because one of your favorite Twitters are doing it doesn't mean you have to.
Dedication to the person that you're listening to.
Exactly. So, shout out to everybody who has a podcast. But
do you guys listen to podcasts besides?
Besides ours.
Besides yours. Besides mine. Yeah.
I listen to all the Billboard podcasts.
All right. Anyways, what other what other podcasts? What podcasts do you guys listen to?
I listen to
This is John.
What is that?
It's an improv comedy one.
Improv for Humans?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so freaking funny.
So it's like improv over a podcast?
Yeah, it's crazy because you'd think it's super physical, but right. They're so funny with just like their voices. And
we should try one.
We should try what?
Let's try improv right now.
What?
You know what improv is, right?
I mean, yes, but no.
You don't know what improv is?
I mean, yes, but I don't know if I want to improv with you right now.
I wasn't sure if you knew it was.
You can. Go for it.
No,
go.
No.
Go for it.
I can't do it by myself. I should ask Jess to do it. Are you good at improv, Jess?
No.
She wanted to. She wanted to as, yeah. What, John, what about you?
What podcasts are you listening to?
I'm good at improv, but I listen to some French podcasts.
Oh, get out of here.
Really? Okay.
Get out of here. All right. We're done.
Okay.
John said he listens to French podcasts. We're done with the podcast conversation.
So I think we're dating.
Who?
The girl that I was going ballistic over.
Oh,
yeah. I think it's a little bit of a situation.
So you went back to it.
We went on a date the other night.
This is the girl that you asked Melanie Fiona for advice.
Yes.
From yes, okay, I so it's back on because it got a little quiet after
little
that
quiet
episode.
And then, boom.
Who made that move?
Well, it wasn't like it was just
because it got quiet. So I'm wondering who is the one that's just like, you know, let's do this or let's.
No, I don't. I think it was just us getting a little bit more comfortable, right? And now she's a little
she
bit.
She okay with you eating Chipotle?
No, she's not. Not at all.
Is she okay with you not eating Indian food?
Yes.
Okay, good. So she's not trying to change you, or it doesn't seem like
she's
trying
to change. Here's what I did, though. I did do this for her. I went to H&M, got some button-up shirts, some tighter jeans.
What?
Some polos.
Are you comfortable?
I'm comfortable. I'm a little comfortable. And I told her this other night in front of her friend. I was like, listen, I did this for you. And she had this like blushing look on her face. Like she didn't say anything. She just looked and smiled with her eyes.
As like, long as it's not out of character for you.
No, it's not out of character. I appreciate okay. I like the look. It was just nice and basic. White tee, I mean, white polo, some rolled up sleeves. With okay. But it looks nice.
Okay. Like, I'm for it as long as that's who you feel comfortable in it.
I feel comfortable in it. So, yeah, I think it's getting to a point where it's a little bit, it's a little fun and serious.
Serious is, that's the key word.
It's getting serious.
I
think we're getting into the realm. Because she asked me, she was like, so when your friends ask, what do you say? I was like, oh. I wasn't expecting that question. So I was like, yeah, like we're kind of, you know, I didn't want to say, yeah, that's my bitch.
Okay. Oh.
But I told her, I was like, yeah, I tell them like, yeah, we're
dating.
We're trying to.
Why don't you just say we're dating?
Because like dating, it's like, it's a little bit more concrete. And I think.
Why can't it be concrete?
Well, can I explain it?
Okay, sorry.
Dr. Phil. Fuck.
Sorry, Dr. Phil gives you more time than I do. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is I want it to be more of a natural thing. I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, we're dating. That's my girl. Or that's my, I want it to be like, okay, yeah, we're figuring it out. We're getting to know each other a lot more. We spend a lot more time together. And I think when both comfortable, we're going to come out and say, yeah, I'm dating her and she's dating me.
Okay. Well, I mean, does she want that? Because she's already asking what you're going to tell.
Yeah, I folks. Didn't. That's what makes me think she wants it because she asked me that. I didn't probe her. She was like, so what do you tell your friends?
And you're not ready to say you guys are dating.
I'm letting her lead the thing.
Okay.
Because if I do it, I'll go gung ho.
And you say you're dating.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why.
I want her to feel comfortable.
Okay.
I want her to feel like she can openly say it. If she's not ready, fine. That's cool.
Well, no, I mean, it sounds like she is if she's asking you.
Yeah.
Aww.
We'll figure it out. So, yeah, I just want to give you an update. Since I openly already expressed my, you know, I was distraught.
You were almost crying.
Okay, really?
Dick. It was the alcohol. You had much alcohol pre-podcast.
Yeah, I was a bit emotional, but now I feel like I have to give you guys an update every fucking week.
Yes, unfortunately, I have no update. So...
I'm not laughing at the fact that
you are.
Okay.
You are. It's fine.
It was funny as shit.
It's fine. My DMs
There's nothing
are
that you
dry.
Have?
There's no one.
What's today? Thursday? We outside Tuesday. It was a great time. We're in Central Park. It was
you
awesome.
Are.
We're going to do Pilates tomorrow.
There's little like hearts and stars
yeah, a little
around
bit.
You.
The heart eyes.
Are we good?
I think we're good. I think we're good. I think we had a.
What a nice little positive emo way to end the podcast.
What is it? 30 minutes?
I think we're good, even
35?
If it's not, because
okay,
you keep going.
No, because she gets, you don't want me to start cursing more and say, like, the dick pic stuff.
Oh,
see?
My God.
That's what you were waiting for.
Okay, no. We're done. We're done with this episode of the Juice Podcast.
Right.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.